Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The beet armyworm is a pest that feeds aggressively and can spread rapidly. An outbreak can cause the loss of an entire plant and field in a short time if not dealt with as early as possible. Today we bring you part 2 in our series on integrated pest management practices you can use to protect your onions and escallions and manage the beet armyworm pest. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
In a previous episode, we spoke about utilizing pheromone traps as a monitoring tool to detect the early arrival of migrating beet armyworm adults or moths. Plant Health and Food Safety Officer, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Western Division, Lawrence Rowe, explains that commercial and self-made traps can be used to monitor the pest.
There's a commercial trap, but there's also the self-made traps from because of plastic bottles. For example, the gallon bottle, and it's set up, you have to add some water in it, soapy water at the bottom. There's a way to design it. The males will be attracted. They will move toward the trap, they drop in the water and drown. So what we do is actually to check the amount of moths in that field, in the traps per day, to find out the count and to check if the amount of moths are increasing. That will give an indication if the pest is building up.
Here's another tip. Keep checking plants for egg sacs, which are deposited on the tip of the leaves, and for emergence of newly hatched worms within 3 days. It is at this crucial stage that cultural and chemical strategies are to be applied and hand-picking done where possible.
In some cases where possible, farmers can also do manual control. For example, if it's a small field, we advise that they actually go and crush the eggs. They can also crush the worms if they find them.
Use environmentally friendly products, which encourages the presence of natural enemies or farmer friends.
We are also educating farmers to try not to overuse insecticides because there are side effects of using insecticides because some of these insecticides can also kill what we call the natural enemies, our beneficial insects that move around in the fields and also feed on the pests.
Manage all weeds within and surrounding the fields which may harbor the pest. Provide adequate nutrition to the crop and harvest mature onion and escallion. These will provide more food for the pest if left in the field. Community involvement is an important ingredient in the successful management of the beet armyworm. Farmers are being encouraged to work together to get pest numbers down in neighboring fields.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Dog say if him have money, mother buy him own a flea.
And this means, when people don't know how to value their resources, they squander them. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.